from one of our parishes in Pennsylvania. Father Michael will be leaving us soon to move to Washington, so we'll be celebrating with him. And my colleague and friend, Dr. Washington, did the first reading from the Newark Presbytery. So welcome to you. Welcome to all of you. And welcome to all of you. I want to say, how are you? How is everybody? Right? Some of you I haven't seen in a while. Some of you, right? So I was thinking in terms of maybe we could have a dialogue homily. We could catch us up on what's new with you, right? Do you want to do that? Maybe not. I was telling a couple out front that recently I married three couples, and then they all delivered twins. So I'm having now to caution people about that, right? So I don't think it's me, though. I think that our love is very, very fruitful, right? Our love is very, very fruitful. Many of you may have recognized the gospel reading, right? For many of you, it was read at your liturgy of marriage, and it is such a beautiful gospel that it's included in the readings for this votive mass for relationships. And so I think that as we listen to that, and maybe as you hear it again, and I'm sure it's not the first time that you've heard it since your marriage, it reminds us of our deep call that God has for us to enter into deep and abiding relationships with Him. That first reading from Jeremiah, which I love, on Wednesday nights now, the parish is doing, every other Wednesday, we're doing a Bible study, a scripture study, and we're beginning with the New Testament. And so we took the word apart, testamentum, from the Latin. In Hebrew, it's barit. And what it really means, testament is a covenant. And so in this book of Jeremiah, which is for the first time in the history of our salvation, do we have our God who speaks to us about creating the covenant with us anew all of the time, and that he will take away our stony hearts and gives us hearts of flesh. And so probably from the late Middle Ages on, we've located our ability to love within our heart. But I think in this scripture, we hear how God writes on our heart the new covenant. And so what we really do here today is we come to celebrate the love between all of you in that covenant that you made to each other, which always reflects for us God's covenant to us, his people who he has chosen, right? And so we have this beautiful reading from Jeremiah. And we're reminded that God says to him, the days are coming, says the Lord, right? The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And what I love about this for me is that it suggests to us that God does not even hold the memory of our shortcomings or our failings. That every morning God's mercies are brand new. So this covenant gets written again, even though probably about 5 minutes after I'm up, I've done something to kind of put myself outside of that experience. God's love for us never lets us move away. Come in, please. God's love for us never moves away from that. And then we hear that in Paul's letter to the Romans. It's all the Catholics want to sit in the back, but when you're late, there's only room up front, right? So, absolutely, right? So, that's right. They're squeezing in back there, right? You guys in the front don't know there's 30 people in each pew back there, right? So, absolutely. I love that with Catholics. Everybody wants to sit in the back, right? So, I don't know why. I don't know if the church catches on fire, you're a little closer, right? So, welcome to all of you, though. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here. And so we hear that in Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul writes to the church at Rome to remind them in the midst of persecution that there is absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Absolutely nothing. There isn't dominions or principalities. There is no force on earth that has the ability to separate us from the love of Christ. And Paul is reminding that to the church of Rome who is being persecuted. And we're reminded today too, right? And we, you and I, we're human beings, so we enter into these relationships with all of the best intentions. We enter into relationships with great and tremendous love that sustains us over many years of our relationship. But sometimes we don't like each other. And sometimes we fight. And sometimes we have arguments. And sometimes we disagree. That's our life together in many, many ways. And so what the scriptures remind us today that is it doesn't matter. It's love that keeps us together. And that love of God, which is at the heart of all love, is what sustains us and brings us together, so that even in the moments when we aren't doing so well together, we're reminded that nothing can separate us from that love that draws us all together in the love of Christ, right? And so we hold on to that. And maybe today we come back for a little bit of a reminder of that. That even in the midst of our darkest moments together, that what we remember is that we love each other. I was very mad at my father. I was so I don't know what. He had this ability to really just generally piss me off. I don't know why, but he did. And in many ways, I was so annoyed, and my sister could see. And when I get angry, the Irish comes out, and my face gets red, and move it, right? And so she comes over, and she hugs me. And she said, "I love you." And I was like, "Oh, my God." It took all the fire, right? It took all the fire of my anger away from me in that particular moment. And I think about that sometimes in our relationships. When we are in those moments, it is the reminder of love that moves us to a different place. It is the reminder that the person that we're with and that we love has the potential to move us to a different place so that we let go of our anger, right? And then are able to be more reasonable with each other. It is this love that we celebrate always in the sacrifice of the Mass. It is this love that we celebrate always at the heart of each of the sacraments of the Church, but it is most certainly that love that we celebrate with all of you today as you come here and share that with us. No matter what the relationship is, in all of our experience of love, there is God. St. John tells us that when we love, we catch a glimpse of the face of God. And isn't that true? Isn't that true? When we love, it changes our perceptions of the other, right? It really, really does. It changes how we see things. It changes how we see the other person. And maybe that's because in the experience of our love, we're catching a glimpse of the face of God in the other. And I think that's a remarkable gift that God has given us. And that's what sustains us in our relationships. And then finally, as you know, many of you at your weddings, maybe you were too nervous to hear my homily at your wedding. So I was going to say, you can probably give my sermon on the Gospel of John, because all of you have heard it at some moment or another. The brothers were with me yesterday for a wedding. You'll see a lot of Franciscans here today. Brother Anthony and Brother Gidi are novices. Father Michael is a professed member of the community. I didn't wear my habit today. I wear something fancier today. But you'll see a lot of the brothers here today. And in many ways, we were at a wedding yesterday in Spark Hill. And we were celebrating the marriage of two women who were coming together. And so as we were joining them together, there was a fair amount of tension, needless to say, in some of the experiences of the folks in the church. But when it came time for these two people to pronounce their love to each other, you could feel it almost dissipate. It was a remarkable experience. And so in that event, we're reminded that there is really nothing that can separate us in love. There's nothing that has the potential to separate, that all love comes from God, and that all love comes from God. And that's a reminder from the Gospel of John, in which we really hear Jesus give us the only command that he has ever given us. He simply said we should love each other. He didn't say anything else. He didn't say that we should go to Mass on Sundays. He didn't say that we can't meet on Fridays. He didn't even say that we should be Catholic, right? What he did say to all of us is that we should love each other, that we should love each other. It sounds very easy in the hearing, but the living it out in our day-to-day lives, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to remind us that this love is the energy that transforms us. It is this love at the heart of our relationship that sometimes helps us to keep quiet when we would want to say something, right? It is this love at the heart of our relationship that maybe lets us say something that's difficult to say to the person that we love. It's this love at the heart of the relationship that moves us to forgiveness and compassion. It is this love at the heart of our relationship that allows us to accept the other just as they are, right? And to invite them into the experience of accepting us just as we are. It's this love that really keeps us in balance with each other. It's difficult in the day-to-day living it out. In each and every one of us, sometimes we're driven by our own wills, right? But when we share our lives with the people that we love, it tempers that for us. It makes us aware of who's in our environment and who's in our world with us, and how is it that our behavior impacts on them and theirs on me. It is the quality of how we love each other. It's the quality of how we move through our days. It is how we understand that some days at the end of our day, we recognize that it is God's love who has moved in our world to keep us together. Many of you, when you met with me, I said that there's no guarantees about marriage, right? There's no guarantees that keep us in relationships, right? Some things help. Talking to each other is one of those things, right? Maybe working out some things before you get married and while you're getting married. But remember, many of you, I said, that one of the best things that we can do that will help us stay together is to pray with each other. Because when we pray with each other, we are really vulnerable to each other in ways that that we're not at any other time of our life. We pray with each other and we kind of expose ourselves to each other in our deepest need. And so when we pray with each other, it's the memory of those experiences that sometimes get us through the most difficult moments. I shared with you that for me, many times when we pray together in our home, I kneel down and I hear the girls whole day, "God bless so-and-so, but don't bless so-and-so because I'm mad at them," right? And then I do the same thing. I pray for mercy for myself and justice for everybody else, right? God forgive me, but get them, right? But then I think, right, that this is what happens, is that when things are a little tough in our home, it's the memory of that prayer that holds us together, right? It's the memory of that prayer that makes me speak differently to the people that I love. That tempers me in a way that shapes my life, that speaks about my beliefs in the power of love in my own life. I preach a lot here at St. Francis about love. I think I do that so I can hear it for myself in many, many ways. But I'm always grateful when we have an opportunity to see in many of you who have joined us here today that love that you found, that brought you together, that decided for your life that you want to spend the rest of your life with each other, and now brings you at least on September 19th, 2010, to a celebration of that experience in relationships. The parish hears a lot about you. I always say when we have your wedding, we pray for you here, and I name you by name, and I say to the parish, I don't know that they always believe me. I had two weddings this weekend, and I had two weddings. So now I want them to see that indeed it's true, right? That all of you here, or some of you here, and some of you in the future who will be joined by us here at St. Francis, that we pray for you. We hold you in our prayer. We hope that you do the same for us. I said at your wedding that my job is to witness your marriage for the church. And in part of that job, then, is for me to pray for you with the church. And the people who are there at your wedding, their job is to support you in all of the married days of your life. So I just want you to know that we here at St. Francis pray for you. And we hold you in our prayers. And we're going to ask you to do the same for us when you leave today, right? So that you hold us in our prayers. And so just so you know, it's nice. I wanted the parish in many ways to see that we do... that what I'm saying usually on Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays, is true, that you're here. So thank you all for coming. And let's continue in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.